everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bucks UK TV. It's episode 84. Well, they're flying by, aren't they? We've done a lot. Introductions tonight, we'll be joined by Phil Jones, Gary and Dom.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Evening, gents. Great to see you all. And, well, what a week it's been. You know, Bucks sneak a huge divisional win. 7 minutes left in the game. Todd Bowles calls for the punter to come out, put it downfield. Two huge stops by the D and two huge drives by Tom Brady and the Bucks out of nowhere. It was certainly a long night for us UK fans with the game not starting till, 25 past one in the morning, finishing about quarter past four. And for those hearty souls that stayed up and followed it all through, well, it was definitely worth it in the end. Yeah, finished off with 3 seconds left. So, I mean, what's everyone feeling, the initial thoughts, having got through that game? Phil, what do you think?
Well, frustrated more than anything else, because it was, yeah, we won, and it was a very important win against the Saints, and we're top of our division. But when I look at we played, it was like the same old again. Yeah, you know, the offensive line was porous. Didn't give Tom Brady enough time, and when he did throw it, he was overthrowing it and rushing it. And yeah, we got a win, but it was more same old, really. You know, but hey ho, a win's a win.
Gary,
Phil just took the words right out of my mouth. You'll take a win, however you get it. You'll take a win against the Saints. You know, even more than you would against, probably against any other team. But I do feel that what the Bucks need is one of these.
Oh,
it's a wallpaper and brush, because all last night's win did was paper over the cracks. You know, it's frustrating, the word Phil used. He's dead right. They're a good team, but not playing well, and quite frankly, badly coached from the top.
Oh, I love a man that turns up with props ready to hand. Dom, what about you? General feelings the same?
Well, I noticed that brush hadn't been used, even though he is retired.
Absolutely. I nearly brought a fork on the basis that, you know, if we'd have lost last night, we'd stick the fork in.
Well done, mate. Well, first of all, I think I should apologise for not being Mariana, the darling of the podcast at the moment. And so anyone watching in America, that's why I put my jazzy Tampa Bay Christmas jumper on, if you can see it, to try and distract it. But I believe she is back next week. The thing that really wound me up, I'll say, I won't say it, was the two drives right at the end when we did finally start playing. Just proves what a rubbish decision last week versus the Browns was, where we just let time, we didn't call the timeouts, and we just let the clock run out, didn't we? Because Bowles didn't trust Brady not to throw any interceptions, and that just proved it. Yeah, frustrating, but wonderful at the end. And well done for everyone who stopped up as well. God knows how they slept after that.
Well, I mean, I certainly didn't. No way I could get to sleep after that. Until I watched the Todd Bowles press conference, I suppose.
Oh, God. So depressing, isn't it? So different. Even in the when he's doing his victory speech and that, you're thinking, come on, man. He wants jump leads on him, don't he? God. hard work. Yeah, I think that game, in spite of the coaching, didn't we? Not because
I think we were dressing in your jumper, be quite honest. That really spark things off, be quite honest.
Hey, I've got cheap postage to America, so I could sort that out. No problem.
We'll talk afterwards about this.
All right, buddy.
Right, let's get back to the game. Let's try and pick the bones out of it. And, well, let's start with offense. Let's start up front, because obviously it's pretty much a new line, particularly with Wirfs now out injured and out for that game. It was, you know, the only run really left from the originals was Donovan Smith, our old friend Donovan. And he's had a tough few weeks, hasn't he? So how did you think the O-line started, Gary?
Well, I slightly disagree with Phil, to be honest. I think given, you know, the circumstances, given the fact we've not got Wirfs, given that we've not got Jensen, I thought they did okay. I'm not going to put it any more than that. I thought it was significant on the touchdown that won it to Rashad White. The first guy that Brady went to was Josh Wells. And he sort of jumped up into his arms because Josh Wells held off Cameron Jordan on that play. And but for that, obviously, we wouldn't have won. I thought they did all right. Donovan Smith, well, he was Donovan Smith last night, wasn't he?
Most penalised player in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, actually, yeah. I mean, Josh Wells, to be honest, didn't notice him out there, which is always a positive sign.
No, he had one penalty, but that was about the only time that his name was mentioned. And I thought he did an absolutely superb job on that final play. It worked beautifully. So they did all right.
And they created some seams, I thought, on the running game. So
there was some decent runs, certainly. We had some sort of 7-8 yard runs. Mm. And to get them, you need holes through the middle of the O-line. And they did that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Leverett seems to have actually started well, having come in for the last few games. So he looks promising as well. So I think there's potential for the future there.
Yeah, Leverett's just been named as the starter. You know, they've put out a new depth chart today.
Yeah.
And Gadecki was there and, you know, wasn't there because of his injury. Leverett was there by default almost, but now Gadecki is fit again. Leverett is still named as the starter.
Yeah. So Dom, sitting behind the offence was Tom. And what did you think? I mean, he was getting rid of the ball really quickly. A lot of short dump passes and out wide. Is that because of the line? How did you see his play? Really, apart from the first drive and the final two, everything in the middle was pretty tough going.
Yeah, first drive, I wrote it down, 16 plays, 72 yards. And then after that, punt, 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 interception, took a knee. I mean, that first half. Brady is just, Romano, this is, it'll sound crazy, but he's got a bit of Winston in him, I thought. He's just overthrowing just that bit, isn't he? Quite, but it's so frustrating because the number of times when Jones and Evans were open and they beat the cornerback, but they're just overthrowing it just that slight bit. Now, whether that's because he's throwing it too quickly, you know, he's not, probably doesn't trust the O-line. I don't know. But very frustrating night. And as for the second of it, we just looked abject. Didn't we? We couldn't get anything going at all. It was.
So you think he's just not letting plays develop long enough? He's just.
I'm certain that's it.
Far too early.
I think that's been it for the last two for the last 2 years. I think that's what it is. I think he gets the ball out quicker than any quarterback in the league.
Phil, use of receivers. I mean, Mike Evans. I think we were all on the form last night, screaming him to use him. No Marcus Lattimore. What a great time to be really focusing on Evans. Didn't even make one attempt. Was it 1 minute 26 left in the first half?
I just wanted to bring what Dom said. Bring in Jameis Winston and Tom Brady the same sentence. Are you serious? No, I tell you what was happening out there. He's not letting plays develop because he hasn't got the time. I'll take a rewind to the Rams game last year when we lost, you know, with the infamous Cooper Cup thing. I'm sorry, Dom. I'll talk to you later about that. I'll give him address to my therapist. It was everything was coming from Donovan Smith's side, just like Aaron Donald did in that game. Everything was coming at the time. The reason why he's not letting plays develop, he hasn't got the time to let plays develop. I as you know, I'm a big Tom Brady fan, and you know, you watched him play but go back to the Patriots days. He had time to let the play. He needs time to let the plays develop to be the Tom Brady we know. Yeah, he's overthrowing because he's rushing it. And then also, the big beauty for Tom Brady has been the emergence of the two tight ends because, you know, how he loves his tight ends. And, Keith and Otten have really stepped up to the mark. But you know, you can scream as much as you want, throw it to Evans. If you've got somebody like Cameron Jordan hanging around, you can't throw it very far. Because I will say one thing, that I always think that the Saints have got one of the most unheralded defenses in the league. That they have got they've always had for years had a very good defense and average offense. But you know, and now they've got Jameis, they've got a below average offense. But I think you're being totally unfair on Tom Brady there.
But Phil, we played a bet. Sorry to interrupt.
Do you not think that Tom stepped through the line quite a few times last night, more than I can recall seeing him do that before?
He did.
You know, he sort of stepped up through to make the throw rather than back. I saw him do it, got to be 7 or 8 times. That to be a lot.
I think he's looking for some space, to be quite honest. You know, you just look at some of the things last night. They're on top of him before he could blink. I mean, I think he was sacked. I think he just looked up and they've got two of them there. You know, all season we've said about this offensive line that it needs fixing. So we lose our best player. I mean, you said he went to Wells. Did you see him go straight to Worse? I thought, as well after the game, straight to Worse. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him going to Donovan Smith. You know, I just feel that that is where our problem lies. You know, and next week, we've got 49ers. You know, you've got all that lot coming at you as well. So yeah. I think we've got we're here at 6-6 despite ourselves, to be quite honest.
Dom,
but we played our best, didn't we? Yeah, we played our best, funnily enough, when we've no huddle, up tempo. That's when he played his best.
Mm.
We looked a different team, didn't we? We just looked a different team. So let's do that.
And we've looked like that the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because that's when he's at his best, isn't he? It's at his best. We work so well. They got 2 or 3 open men every time. He made the right decision every time. You've got to give Julio Jones credit for that catch.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And to hold on to it as well. But most of the throws were on the money as well. Yeah. Frustrating.
So it was good to see Godwin getting more and more into the games each week. I mean, what did he have? 13 targets, 8 receptions, 63 yards. So, but then a lot of the times he's still receiving the ball in the backfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They only tried that one play once last night, didn't they? And he actually got a few yards on it as well, which is quite nice to see. You know, the flat pass out when he's. Yeah, well, it's the fact they called it a long handoff, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Something like that. But it did actually work. It did get a few yards last night. Yeah. But yeah, and it was great. He's back to being the Chris Godwin we all know and love.
Yeah, just a word about Julio Jones. He's starting to show a fit Julio Jones, what he is capable of. You know, I mean, we don't speak about him very often these days, but Antonio Brown, he was quite a crucial piece to our Super Bowl when we won the Super Bowl. And I just felt last night that Julio Jones is, you know, again, with the two tight ends, is starting to give him more weapons. And Scotty Miller. Scotty Miller's back in the picture a bit as well these days. He's going to need all the help he can get, quite honest, in this running.
Yeah, and obviously talk a bit about the receivers, both actually running the ball and receptions. And I think they both made 6 receptions each, didn't they? So they provide quite a substantial part of our passing game as well. So, you know, Rashid Wright, a fumble, which was kindly kicked back another 20 yards by the Saints for us. So
yeah.
It was still like taking a punt, really. So that was a pretty, got away with that one in many respects. But they're both starting to shine. You know, Lenny's had a tough few weeks. He came back yesterday. So, Gary, where do you think our running game? Obviously, it was really good over when we played Seattle in Munich and really was sort of set the whole tone for the offence. Do you see us being able to keep that going?
They absolutely need to, because Todd Bowles is committed to running the ball. I mean, I thought they actually ran it okay last night. There was nothing... No massive runs, you know, like the 35-yarder or whatever it was that he had last week. But there was plenty of sort of 7 or 8 yard runs. But of course, you sprinkle into that, you know, running straight up behind the guard and going absolutely nowhere. We only end, I think, what did we get? 76 yards, I think it was overall, something like that. But,
yeah,
you know,
I think the longest run was 16.
But, you know, if the other teams know that we're going to try and run the ball, so just that very fact that they know we're going to try and run it, you know, surely that opens up the passing game a bit.
Yeah, it's got to, isn't it? I mean, you know, just more play action. I mean, a lot of time our offense looks like rerun of form. Everyone was reading the plays before they went. So if we can read them sitting here over in the UK, I'm sure other offensive coaches can. So, I mean, Leeds are nicely really done. What did you think about the call playing on offence?
Well, it's just like you, like you've just said, Dave, on the forum, everyone's saying they know what the play, but it's been the same all season, hasn't it? I've got no confidence at all. I think you could tell Brady's not calling because he did not want to go off the field, did he, when he was punting? And he made his feelings quite well known, I think, because he kept staring at the side and they pulled them off. And I think we should just let Brady call the plays. I really do.
Like, I mean, Phil, it was interesting. At the end of the game, Brady certainly made a point of going and giving Leftwich a big hug.
It did.
There looked a sort of a strong relationship there. Yeah. Both that they are in it together.
I mean, the play calling is woeful. We know that. We've known it for a long time. But you have to say, the critical plays, they've got it right. Mm. You know, the last night, the touchdown pass to Otten, the touchdown pass to White. Go back to the Rams game. You know, the touchdown pass with a few seconds to go. That was to Otten as well, wasn't it? You know, so the critical plays, they've got right between them.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that punt, it turned out all right. But if Alave is making that catch, they're just running the clock down. And
yeah, but it's all this.
All right, and yeah, it's ifs and buts, but.
You know, you could say that about the Browns last week. That catch, which that is it, Ngai? I know, I could spell it, but can't say it. Thanks, the one. That was my most unbelievable catch last week. If he had to make that, would have won that one. So this game's all about ifs and buts. But some of the play calling is just totally woeful. And we're coming on this podcast week in, week out. We're saying the same things all the time.
And I've got no confidence at all in the coaches. And I mean, it kills me to say it really, but I couldn't stand the man when he was against us. But if Sean Payton's our head coach, we've definitely got a winning record and a lot better than what we've got now with the same players.
I think one of the biggest disappointments for everybody, I mean, every Bucs fan, I know, particularly us, we went to Munich, we went to the Rams game, we thought it was a turning point. We went to Munich, a very good dominant display. Yeah. And then last week, if we'd have won last week, we'd have been on a crest of a wave.
Yeah.
You know, we would have been sailing towards the playoffs. You know, we've turned it and it's given the team confidence. But, you know, how many more times do we have to keep bouncing back like that? It shouldn't happen. You know, when I was looking at the stats tonight, who we've lost to, you know, Steelers, Browns, I can't even say it. It was that bad. You know, they're not exactly, they're all teams with losing records.
Yeah.
Not Baltimore, but you know, it's just, you know, and we're saying the same thing week in, week out. We're getting there by the skin of our teeth. We shouldn't have to be in the situation we were in that fourth quarter. Nowhere near. No chance.
We're just lucky we're in the NFC South, aren't we?
Yeah.
Picking up on that point you made then, Dom, about if Sean Payton was the coach, insert Bruce Arians into that sentence as well.
Yeah.
At the end of the first drive, 16 plays and we kicked the field goal. Would Sean Payton have kicked the field goal? Would Bruce Arians have kicked the field goal? They'd have gone for it.
They'd have gone for it.
If you make it, you've got a touchdown, you're on the crest of a wave. Even if you don't make it, you give them the ball on their own 5-yard line. He's always saying, I trust the defense. Well, trust them then.
He says, you know,
and if they've got the ball on the 5-yard line, they've got 95 yards to go to score.
Yeah, definitely.
So, nice link there, Gary. Let's talk about defense. So, another game where really, and it's the same model for the whole season, is actually the defense are keeping teams to relatively low numbers. Again, 16 points last night. And really, you look at how they started the game and what we went in with our secondary with no Murphy Bunting, no Evans, no Winfield. Actually, you know, they didn't do that bad at all. So, I mean, Dom, how did you think they went?
I think they do. Well, if you're holding the Saints to 16 points, you're doing something right, aren't you? And they've carried us a lot of the time this season, because we're not scoring. Last season, 30 points was a given, pretty much, certainly high 20s, whereas we're not doing that now. Oh, we were looking at 20 points. So the D's got to play well. And when we're talking about the D, a massive shout out to Levante David, who was immense last night. I think his best game of the year. And I know we had, there was a conversation, I think when I was last on, about the greatest book ever and Mike Evans, pretty much Leroy Selman. But David's got to be in that conversation. Mm-hmm. He's got to be. Because he was just fantastic. He was running around like he was a rookie last night. Great tackles, right decision every time. I thought he was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And everything went through him. The heartbeat of that defense. Brilliant.
Gary, any standout defense for you?
Carl Nassib, I'd put in that conversation of last night. We don't win that game without, you know, without that sack on the three and out at the end. The expression that comes to mind for me with this defense is bend but don't break. You know, holding them to field goals rather than touchdowns. I mean, I was all set to come on and have a right, you know, right go because of the old problem of, you know, we let their receivers catch the ball. When they catch the ball, there isn't a buck defender within a couple of yards. And when there is, it's invariably a pass interference, as Carlton Davis had last night. But the fact remains, as you so rightly say, we're holding them, holding other teams to relatively low numbers. And, you know, because of that, we're keeping in the games. So, you know, bend but don't break. It's the old Monty Kiffin philosophy.
Mm. Yeah, we were definitely fortunate. Obviously, there were a couple of big passes that they just couldn't hold on to. A couple of good plays as well by the guys that came in. I think Canoe Reeves, as it came in, and did really well.
Keanu Neal.
Yeah, I mean, he got burned early on, but he came back and made some serious plays. And, you know, we were a bit fortunate with Mark Ingram hobbling, just didn't make that first down where he just left himself a yard short. That was a real killer for them, really. So, you know, Saints did us a few favours.
Hey, the funny thing is, Gary mentioned Carl Nassib. I was going to say, you mentioned all the players that were injured. You forget Shaq Barrett's not there. And, of course, Nassib's coming. I think he's done a fantastic job. Oh, word for Vita Vea last night. He was totally immense. Oh, dear. I mean, he made me wince some of the tattles he was making. Dear, oh, dear, played well.
Will Golston as well. This is probably his best year. And look how long he's been around with us. Yeah. He just seems to get better and better every year.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
So you nothing know. To worry about on defence then. So, special teams, always a fun one. Normally we're caring about. So, I mean, suck up. Does what he does. And Kamada, probably the best tackler in the team at the minute. Are you going?
Well, it's a good job as well. The one thing he needs to learn to do is to plonk the ball on the 10-yard line when it's a relatively short punt. You know, he's got a booming leg, as we saw in Germany, as we saw a couple of games before that. Didn't he have a 70-odd yard or something like that?
Yeah.
But if you're only on this sort of 40-yard line, halfway line, somewhere around there, you know, if you can put the ball on the 10 high enough for our guys to get underneath it and down it, you know, then it's not coming back to the, you know, to the 20. Yeah. So that's my only criticism with him. Suck up.
Oh, and Phil Darden, he looked scared to catch the ball last night.
Do you know what? It's funny, I've got him down here in big letters. Darden, what was he doing yesterday? he was waving it off, and he should have caught it and going sideways again. He just was like last season's Darden, not this season's
Darden. He's doing what he's coached to do. That's what he's doing. I mean, his numbers are as good as anybody in the league for a return,
yeah? Yeah, I agree with you. But the thing is last... Yeah, and I was the first one to actually sing his praises. But last night, he just looked like Darden from a year ago last night. I just think, yeah, what are you doing half the time? You know, sort of...
Phil, my if you listen to what I said on air last year about...
Always.
Returns, I know you did. There was one big punt return in that game last night. From the Saints, where did he take it? Did he run it down the middle? No, he didn't. He ran it to the sideline, and he got a big game because he ran it down the sideline. That's what we need to be doing. We don't want need to be running up. That's where their players are.
And in all fairness to him, he has looked a bit better, you know, like he was doing that. But last night, it was just, no, he wasn't, you know. I just think he
waves it off too soon.
Yeah, Kieran sent me some notes. I'm reading them, actually, while I was speaking about special teams.
D-minor. One Scott Smith put a tweet out today, so I better credit him with it. But Jake Kamada, apparently he's had 14 punts this season of 60 yards or more. The previous high was 6.
Yeah, you can't fault that. He's got a leg on it, without a doubt. Phenomenal. But he needs to tone it back in a bit when
I agree.
He punts it on short fields.
Yeah.
I've got to say this the last time I came on, and if he's watching this, Jason Light, I mean, I know we're going off the topic here a bit, but he set us up for the future with his draft last year. I mean, incredible draft. You know, we're all talking about players who, you know, Rashad White scored, you know, Otten scored, both rookies. And then you're talking about Kamada, one of the best punters I've seen at the Buccaneers for years, rookie.
We're not talking about league. Logan Hall, though, are we?
Not yet. You know, you can't have every rookie, you know, hit the ground running, can you? You know, but fingers crossed, he'll come.
Funnily enough, I mentioned it to Mr. Light in Germany when we're in the Hofbrauhaus, and I think his words were,
"Pardon,
can I just finish my dinner?"
I think it was, "How many of you had him? Can I finish with dinner?"
Security, I think he said.
Well, we're definitely feeling a lot more jovial with getting that last minute or last 3 second win in the bag. It could have been a pretty horrible Tuesday for us here, but thankfully we are 6-6, still top of the table in the division, and it's all still to play for, so good news. So let's just have a look at what some of our members said. In fact, it was pretty crazy on the forum last night. I think it was our biggest thread for a game this season. So bearing in mind, it was an all-nighter. Fantastic effort by all of our members.
Well done, everyone.
Amazing. Let's have a look. Stuart Blackmore getting unbelievable comeback and win this. Hopefully it's the start of something. I don't know how many sort of false hopes we've had this season. We all know they've got the potential, but now's the time to start playing. So, let's hope so, Stuart, definitely. And Alex Howes again, defence again, carrying his team. The GOAT's the only GOAT in games now when it gets to the last few minutes. But wow, does he do it? It certainly does, Alex. So, when it's time to play, he's been turning up, hasn't he? But I just really wish he wouldn't leave it to the last minute of games. And Tom, the way I felt at the start of the game, I didn't think I'd make it to the end. More than worth it in the end. I think it was a tough 3 quarters watching it. I think there were a few of us at times thought, actually, 3 o'clock in the morning, time to go to bed. But fair play, we all stuck through it. And just incredible scenes at the end. Absolutely fantastic. So well done, gents. Good to catch up on that. So that is the Saints swept for the season, first time in 15 years. So fantastic, great effort.
Can I just say something? I didn't ever notice that Alex Howes looked like a young Bono from U2. I just thought, oh. Sorry, if you watch it, I apologise, Alex. Just sort of struck me when I was sitting there watching this.
Classic Phil. So before we just move on to the next week's game, just quick catch up membership updates. Obviously, we've had all of our game watches at the minute. Who knows, we might be doing something in the playoffs. We never know. But Phil, obviously, we're getting round to our membership renewal time. Do you want to say a few words on that?
Yeah, sure. The membership starts on January the 1st for renewal dates. Most people do it by backs now, so it's going. It just come through automatically. But I'm just saying that the membership this year is 535, which is up in the stratosphere. That is for that one for us, you know. But please come renew us. You know, we and. join in a bit more as well, because enter these competitions. We put a lot of effort into getting the prizes for competitions, and some weeks we feel like we could have more people enter, because they really are good prizes, aren't they, Gary? Because Gary,
they certainly are. I'm actually
bobblehead.
Yeah. I'm wearing one of them.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
There's another one just there.
Yeah.
The Andamic and Sue bobblehead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. Enter the competitions and like, you know, and the watch parties this year have moved into a whole new league this year. You know, the one in Birmingham. I'm still going to ring the pub up and check to see if any of our members are still there. You know, they're fantastic. And you know,
I've only just sobered up.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, talk about a run-in for the German experience. Good grief, it was incredible.
Never mind poor Gino.
they have been brilliant this year. They get better and better.
Fantastic.
And again, Munich again on top of that. And you know, every couple of years head back over to Germany. It's going to be great, isn't it? So absolutely, Phil. If you're a member, make sure you get involved, get in the competitions, come and join us on one of our podcasts. We always like our members to contribute and actually to be involved. And you know, it's not a closed shop. We've just the 4, 5, 6 of us regularly do it. We love bringing members on and getting their views as well. And the competitions, I mean, brilliant prizes. Unfortunately, Dom lost one and ended up with that awful jumper. But yeah, get involved. It is great. And we love everybody on board.
Yeah.
Right. Time to move on, I think. Let's pick up next week. 49ers is going to be a really tough game against, well, what is number one defense in the league, but who knows what their offense is going to bring now that Jimmy G's out. So we don't even know who's going to be their starting quarterback. So Gary, what's your thoughts on it?
Normally I would say that when we're playing against the backup quarterback, you know, it sort of fills me with dread. But, you know, I just have a bit of a feeling in my water about this one, and I think we might make this guy you know, look like the rookie, look like the Mr. Irrelevant that he is.
Come on,
because
Gary.
There's a world of difference between, oh, Jimmy's broke his foot, get in the game, to you've got all week to think about it. Oh my god, I've got to face, I'm gonna have Vita Vea and Hakeem Hicks coming at me. And you know, so I honestly think we might just for once, you know, get the better of a rookie backup.
You don't think we'd be playing against Baker then?
Well, I hope that even more, because you know, he won't know the playbook and he's probably still wearing his Panthers uniform. So yeah, I hope even more that it's Baker Mayfield. But I suspect it might be the girl that used to be in the Avengers, the new Avengers, Purdy.
So, Phil, I mean,
the teenagers.
Yeah, us youngsters amongst us. So, I mean, Phil, at the minute, I mean, they really have relied on the passing game. So they've got ranked 7th passing, 32nd on rushing at the minute.
Yeah, to be quite honest, their offense doesn't worry me. Like, you know, I mean, our defense has shown that it's, you know, that we can take care of it. But oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, this defense coming through at our offensive line fills me full of dread. I'm going to be watching that game like this, like, oh, that's, oof, you know. No, it's going to be a tough one. This is a real tough one.
Dom, do you think the same?
No, I am worried about their offense. And they've just signed Josh Johnson today on a year's contract as well, haven't they?
Yeah.
So he could have it. But I presume it's just going to be Christian McCaffrey and little short throws or runs for Debo. Well, I mean, they're littered with good players, but they do look good. They do look good. Obviously, with Jimmy G going down, that's got to help, as it's got to. But and if we can stop the run and make him throw.
Yeah, but we know McCaffrey, don't we? I mean, we've been playing him twice for the last...
Yes.
Ever since he's been playing, so he doesn't concern me. But
Well, no, he's never had big games against us, has he?
No, he hasn't. No. So it doesn't bother him. But, oh, that lot coming at us. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Right, come on then. It's time to put the money where your mouth is. Score predictions then. So, Phil, come on in. How do you see it going?
Honestly, I think we're going to lose. Be quiet, honest. Sorry, chaps. I think we're going to lose 24-17.
Oh.
Go on in, Don.
Say, wait. I've got Kieran's notes here.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised we got that many then. I'd say, well, I'm never predicting us to lose. I never have. So we're going to win, and it's going to be a low-scoring affair. And we'll win. In fact, we're going to go 21 points and I'll give them 17. 21-17.
Ooh, that's close to what I was.
No problem. We're going all the way. Get on that forum because it's going to be fantastic.
Gary?
Dom, have you been spying on my notes?
I have. Come on, great minds.
Low scoring. It's got to be low scoring, hasn't it? They're not going to score many points on our defence. We're certainly not going to score many points the way that our offence is playing. I actually had it at 20-17, not 21-17.
Good.
I'd be happy if we scored 20, quite frankly.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've bizarrely enough had 23-17. But having listened to you, I do think one thing that has got huge potential with a different quarterback. Our defence hasn't had a takeaway in how long?
Yeah.
Last season.
All of us out of nowhere, it could be a row fest on.
Come on.
We could just go crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to up it. I'm going to say 31-21.
Whoa. Come on, Dave.
That is going to be on our defence.
There is going to be a game when we get everything right.
There's going to be sooner or later.
It's going to happen. So let's just hope it's this week.
Well, Super Bowl.
No, I tell you, we're more than capable if we get our act together of going all the way. We still are. We're not very far away from the team that when we won it. It's just confidence. We've got to get confidence, and just I keep saying it. Tell the beginning of the program, I'll say at the end of the program, I've got to give Brady more protection. If he could give him protection and you've got Brady confident that he's got time to throw the ball, he'll pick him apart. But until we do that, and we haven't got no Tristan Wirfs next week, then sorry to be the sound of the Grim Reaper here in Derbyshire, but that's where so I see it. I just, frightens the living daylights out of me, that defense of theirs.
We have to open up the playbook on offense. We've gone from, on the forum, from risk it, no biscuit, to Todd Bowles and Leftwich, who are the sort of more preferred marshmallow men, aren't they?
Well, I honestly think that Todd Bowles has lost his playbook. I think he must have.
Yeah.
I know he's saying it, but he's got to risk it if he wants to win that one.
Right.
Got to risk it.
So time to rip it up and go for it. Gents, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been really good fun tonight. Really enjoyed that. Obviously, a quick mention to Bucks Report. Always look after us and mention us. So thanks very much. If you've enjoyed tonight, make sure you click the like, add some comments, subscribe, and do everything that all the youngsters know about and people of our age haven't got a clue about. But hope you enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, everyone. Take care. And hope next time we're celebrating another Bucks win. Go Bucks!
Go Bucks!
Go Bucks!